You may be seated. Well, for the rest of our service, we would love for you to be able to follow along in a copy of God's Word. So there will be some men coming forward. If you do not have a Bible with you this morning, please be sure to put your hand up and they will make sure that you have one to follow along with for the rest of our service. And if you do not have a Bible, this Bible is yours to keep. Well, once you get your Bibles out, if you can turn to Galatians chapter 3, we'll be looking at the passage that we read together this morning during a time of reading Scripture. And if you have one of the Bibles that were just passed out, you'll be looking at page 1049. Particularly, we'll be turning to Galatians 3, verse 10 this morning. And in this section, Paul has addressed the Galatian churches who were in danger of adding to the message of the gospel. The gospel is the good news. The good news that we can find salvation and forgiveness for our sins in Jesus Christ alone by trusting not in our own efforts, not in our works or good deeds, but by trusting or having faith in Jesus' work on the cross, and his substitutionary payment for our sins as the one who died in our place. And I want to draw our attention, particularly in chapter 3, to as we prepare for remembering Jesus' death on the cross by consuming a symbolic reminder of his broken body in a piece of bread and drinking the juice of crushed grapes as we remember his sacrifice on the cross. And look at verse 10 of Galatians 3. For as many as are works of law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to do them. Well, Paul was addressing Gentiles, particularly non-Jewish believers in Jesus Christ who were being deceived into thinking that faith in Jesus wasn't enough for salvation, but perhaps that they needed to add something. But they were being deceived. They were being deceived that they needed to add obedience to Mosaic law, the Mosaic law given to the Jewish people in the Old Testament, and they needed to add this to establish their righteousness before God. Faith wasn't enough, is what they were being deceived to believe. And in verse 10, Paul quotes from Moses' own words in Deuteronomy 27 to show the Galatians the spiritual state of everyone whose identity is one who is under law. That is, everyone who is trusting in their own law keeping to merit God's favor. And he does that by pointing to the ultimate example of law-keeping, that is the keeping of Moses' law. It's as if Paul says here, you want to be a law-keeper? Then you're under a curse. Why? Because no one can keep their own law, no one can keep God's law. He says, cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to do them. If you want to trust in your ability to keep God's law, to earn his favor, you must keep it perfectly. And so if you say, God is going to approve me because I keep all of his laws, Paul says, you can't keep every one of them. And because you can't, you're cursed. Because no one can keep them. And that's why he starts out verse 10. For as many as are works of law, as are of the works of the law, are under a curse. Everyone whose identity is one who is under the works of law is cursed. No exception. Nobody can keep these commands. Everyone will fail. Look at the beginning of verse 11. Just in case someone thinks there might be an exception to this, now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident. Since everyone is cursed, nobody can perfectly keep God's law, and no one can be justified or put forward and declared to be righteous before God. No one can be put forward as righteous in the eyes of God by their law-keeping, by their good works, or by their obedience. So then, why did God give this law in the first place? Well, I'd advise you to go listen to our equipping hour. Matt talked about it. But one of the reasons God gave us the law, not only to show us himself, but also to show us that we could never earn our way into God's favor by keeping his law. But we aren't left without hope. The law shows us our need, but God doesn't leave us there. There is hope in the last few words of verse 11 that make all the difference. And the whole reason that any of us are here today, why we remember Christ's death this morning: for the righteous shall live by faith. Only by trusting in God's word, God's promises, could Jew or Gentile be found righteous before God. And the ground of that faith is Jesus Christ, who, as verse 13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Right when he hung on the cross in the place of everyone who would believe, who would put their faith in him as a sufficient sacrifice for our sin. So, believer, this morning, as you take of the cup and eat of the piece of bread, take a few moments to thank the Lord Jesus for becoming a curse for us. Oh, confess your sin before him. Ask him to help you turn from it, but rest in his completed work. And rejoice in his promise of life by his son. Life by faith. If you are, by your own admission, not a follower of Jesus Christ this morning, then you are still under a curse. A curse demanding judgment for your rebellion against God. How do you get out from under this curse? How do you take hold of eternal life? How do you pass from being under a curse to being found righteous in God's eyes? Not by cleaning yourself up, not by doing good things, but placing your faith and trust in and following Jesus Christ. And if you're here this morning as the elements are passed and this is not you, you are not a follower of Jesus Christ by your own admission, we'd ask you to just allow the elements to pass without taking of them. But please, don't leave today without talking to one of us about what it means to put your faith in Jesus Christ, to be forgiven and to be declared righteous before God. So, men, I'm going to ask you to pass out the elements. And once you have received these elements, as you have prepared your own hearts, you can go ahead and take communion on your own this morning. And then I will close this in prayer.